Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure speaking with today?
Hey, Ruben, this is Brian. I own Daily Construction and Remodeling. You guys have kind of managed some of my stuff for me.
Oh, excellent. Hi, Brian. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm calling in just kind of see where we are with the account. I don't seem to be getting many calls, and I know there's different programs you offer and stuff, but I shouldn't have to run the Google stuff in order to get local calls in my area. It's not like I live in the big city. I know the market. I know darn near half the people around us. I'm just kind of wondering what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go ahead and review where we're at right now. Okay. Here you are, Daily Construction and Remodeling. Are you getting no calls? Are you getting spam? What are you getting, Brian, recently?
Well, that's always a thing. We get a lot of spam, but I'm not getting very many of the basic leads. And, that should be a no-brainer in our area.
Okay. Go ahead and see why. I'm just pulling everything up. All right, just a minute. So if we look up home remodeling in Lebanon.
Lebanon and Albany, it should be.
Yeah, I mean, Lebanon, you're coming up as number one right on the map. Right. Let me see. Albany, your ranking is lower. Let me check what's going on. Okay. Do you usually use the dashboard, Brian? Are you familiar with the dashboard?
No. To be honest, I don't log into any of that. That's exactly why I have you guys do it. I have a life to run and a business to keep up on and all that extra dashboard stuff. Now, I like my life simple. I wanted somebody to handle the marketing. If somebody have a request, they call me, and then that's how I deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, and that's totally understandable, right? We understand that you're on the field. That's why we're here, right? Main reason I bring it up is the fact that, like you said, right, it's basically we need to make sure that we're on the same page to compete as well as possible. Right, because for example, one of the big things that we need your help on to ensure that we maintain consistency against these other competitors that are paying, Google for exposure, is to keep on working on the reputation. You have a good amount of reviews. You have 20 reviews so far, but last review you've had is from November 30th. Right. So, for example, through the app, right, the dashboard. We just ask you to put their name and number, your customer's name and number, so they can receive the review request. I can also create a QR code so you can have it handy. And then once you're done with the job, you can show it to your clients so they can scan it, right? That's going to definitely give us a boost, right? Because I see we're a little behind there.
But we're not. To be honest, if we were staying busy or getting reviews would be a thing. We are not as busy as we need to be, and that's where the problem is. And I understand it's the economy and a few other things. However, I'm not going to go around fishing and trolling for freaking – I see people all the time bribing people for reviews. I'm not doing that. I will get reviews from clients that we work on their stuff, sure, as it comes up, but we need more calls. We need more generated – we need to be out there. That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
You guys are trying to run a construction business based on algorithms and current technology, and I understand that, but we're out building America. We're not going to sit around and ask for reviews and do this, that, and the other. I'm sorry. We're actually out doing the work. Now, we get reviews at our leisure, and that's fine.
Yeah, no, and I'm not saying you're completely you're wrong with that, right? I mean, that's totally fine. Main reason I bring it up is the fact that, like you said, right, since we're not using Google Guaranteed, for example, or Google Verified, which, you know, at the end of the day, Google is recommending it to the person searching, right? Google is telling the person that you did the background check, that you're a trustworthy company. So at the end of the day, we know that does move the needle for those Google Guaranteed businesses. That's why they put it there, right? Because Google wants them to get the phone calls in order for them to be able to charge those businesses that are using that program. So we're competing against that as well, right? Like we said, in regards to the optimization that we're doing on the Google Business profile, let's see. With the package, we're paying for Google, for Facebook ads, for example, right? We're proactively selling the business on Facebook, and that takes them over to either request a quote or hit the call now button. Right? Currently, I see the call now button. Are you familiar with the ad we're showing on Facebook?
All right. This is still, you know, and again, we're going right back down to this. I hate running business on Facebook. Facebook is a horrible scenario. It's like a bar crowd of business stuff. Yeah, I'm familiar, and I don't like any of it. So I'm just saying right now we're not getting the leads generated that we need to. I'm not content. I just am not happy with it, to be honest. I mean, you got new businesses that are staying busier than we are that's got less experience, and that's never going to be okay with me. Now, maybe I need to go back to an old marketing company. I don't know. I would add more stuff to it if the funds were there, but we're just not staying busy enough to keep throwing money at it. So, I don't know. I guess we're not getting anywhere. I don't think you're understanding what my complaint is. I don't need a tutorial on what is out there. I need answers and we need more calls.
I understand that, Brian. Uh-huh, go ahead. Yeah, because I understand. Now, I'm not trying to give you a tutorial on how to run a business.
Because you
right?
are. You are. You're talking in circles trying to just say we're doing this, this, and this. I understand. We're not doing enough, but we're not getting the right exposure. And anyway, I got an appointment to get to, and this was a pointless call. Thanks.